Welcome to day 21 of our 21-day healing journey. We're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith, and our focus in the love, grace, and goodness of our God. So be still. Try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today I want to read from Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 29. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent every cent she had, and was still not well, but in fact got worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately, the fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Today I want you to know that there is even a recorded story in Scripture that tells us of someone who had tried everything, seen every doctor, and spent everything she had trying to get better. And she heard of this Jesus who was a healer. And she decided to break all protocol. She decided to push her way through the crowd to just get to him. Here is a story in Scripture of a woman who for 12 years had tried everything, seen every doctor, and spent every cent she had trying to get better, but rather only got sicker. But she heard about Jesus, and she decided to break all protocol and just get to him. And she even said prior to her miracle, "I know if I just touch his clothes, I'll be made well." What's amazing about this story is the part of Jesus's robe that she grabbed onto was the hem of his garment. There's such powerful revelation of how she was grabbing onto the grace of God and literally trusting in the robe of his righteousness for her healing. It was a picture of us today, that as we reach out for God's goodness and his grace, it is because we are in need. We need healing. We need leading. We need wholeness. But all throughout the Old Testament, when people approached God, they were only able to see his back, because if they saw his face and they had sin in their life, they would die. But because Christ came for our sin, when she grabs the hem of his robe, he doesn't just move on and leave her being healed and whole. He stops in his tracks. He turns around. He bends down and he looks her in the face. And as grace looks her in the face, he says to her, "You have faith." I want to encourage you today. Faith is not about how often you go to church or how much of Scripture you know necessarily. It is about the fact that you see Jesus as your answer. And not only do you see him as your answer, you reach out and touch him. God wants you to reach out today and to allow him to work in your life. His righteousness, his grace is sufficient for you. Father, I thank you that no matter what people have faced, maybe they've been unable to get a doctor to diagnose accurately. Maybe a doctors have not been able to even help. Maybe they're sitting not even affording healthcare today. But as they get a revelation, Jesus is here to heal, to restore. I thank you, Lord, that as they literally reach out, you touch them with healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and He so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and show you His grace and give you peace.